好，我是 Jenny， 你正在收听由开言英语带来的潘吉 Jenny 告诉你。
Hey guys, this is your favorite Adam.
什么
？Host and Adam.
Oh,
yeah.
I like that. 主播 Adam 混合在一起就变成 Adam.
Right, or you can call me 主播 Adam.
I think I should just be named Penny from
Penny.
潘吉 Jenny 告诉你 Penny, that's nice.
It's not bad.
好，那我们今天的节目呢，教授说英语非常有意思的一种词，这种词就是把两个单词放在一起，然后变成一个新的单词。
Right, right. So if you guys go way back into the archives, I'm talking way back.
我觉得至少三四年 Oh, maybe more than that.
More.
四五年前
Yeah, yeah, come on.
我们做过一期节目
Right, and we actually kind of had a running joke after that. Because the topic, what we're talking about in English is called a portmanteau.
A portmanteau 就是把两个词放在一起组成一个新的英语单词啊，就中文我们叫混成词或者混合词。
Right, but you gave it a more fun name at the time. Do you remember?
破馒头。A portmanteau.
Right.
Portmanteau 其实是一个法语词吧。
It is, but with English meanings. Like, manteau is a coat, and port means to carry. So it's basically like a suitcase.
一个箱子在法语。Anyway, 反正它就是说我刚刚讲的 when you put two words together and make a new word.
Right.
那期节目做了很久 but I still remember how much fun we had recording
yeah,
it.
True.
And how much fun people had listening to it.
Right.
We said it's been a long while since we did that show. 那么英语里面一直不断的有一些新的破馒头词出来哈。所以呢我们觉得今天是时候再跟大家讲一讲英语里非常有意思非常精彩而且 I think they all have like really good meanings because you're combining two words into one word.
Right. They're super creative.
对很有创意的一些英语混成词哈。好那如果你没有听当时的那集节目 and you know it's been 5 years我想很多朋友特别我们新听众都没有听过啊有兴趣的话呢你可以在开言英语 APP 里面搜索世界上最有意思的英语词、That was the name of the show back then、
okay.
那期节目的名字或者你就搜破馒头P-O-R-T-M-A-N-T-E-A-U 就能找到当时的那期节目 And we talked about like 10 portmanteaus、back then things likelikeYou know, vlogging, vlogger.
Right. My favorite, mansplain.
Mansplain.
Was on that list.
就是男人在指手画脚对吧特别是告诉女性你应该怎么做应该怎么做
It's just pretty useful word because that's not going away anytime soon
对然后还有什么 hangry、
yep.
就是 hungry plus angry
Also a characteristic of men
A man 当时讲了十个很精彩的词啊今天我们 Yeah we have a list of、just over 10 And they are also very 精彩、而且很多都是和 man 有关的、
Okay good
But I wantto start with a word which I saw over the weekend. 我去了一个夜市、一个 night market、
right.
然后呢这夜市里面有很多吃的东西其中有一家这两年在国内也很火的、就是里面有 sticky rice 的酸奶
OK
So 大家知道酸奶英文是 yogurt
Right
然后呢米特别是这种 sticky rice、你是可以嚼的、
right.
黏黏的 You can chew
on it
So they came up with chewgurt Which I thought was super smart
Wow yeah chewgurt
是吧就是 chewy yogurt
I mean yeah If you had to explain that to like my grandfather or something It's yogurt but it's chewy
年轻人一看我觉得都会 get、他都会觉得这个东西我想试试看 What is chewy yogurt?
So what do you eat it with? A spoon? A fork?
They gave me a spork
A spork
讲到餐具哈你要吃特别这种 chewgurt 你也感觉我得要个叉子 right?、但是呢勺子也很好、
right.
那没关系我们可以给你一个既是叉子又是勺子的东西
Right, a spork
So spoon plus a fork
Right
是吧 a spork我觉得 sugar 这个东西也是很好的把我们非常中国的一个东西和比较西式的酸奶结合在一起、然后变成一个可能一个 new global trend
Right, it's global but it's also very local, isn't it?
Yeah, so it's very glocal
Glocalization
其实这种东西你可以说很 glocal 啊越民族就越世界嘛、对不对
yeah, Well, this one is out of all these words I really get all of them just looking at it whereas、this one does look like it has a bit more interpretation
你说 glocal 或者 glocalization 嘛、其实我想到的我刚刚讲的这个越民族的就越世界啊，是中文听老的一个道理。这两年的 China Chic 对吧、国潮，很多外国朋友也觉得哇这个好酷好漂亮、Just like we said, it's very glocal、Glocal is the trend、好，那讲完国潮以后啊，我觉得很多这些新的词都是从互联网上出来的，是吧？
Sure, of course.
然后现在互联网你看啊，我在看一段短视频啊，或者很有意思的内容，但它其实也是个广告。
Right, right. So you guys probably know that 广告 is ad.Just like me.
The advertisement.
Advertisement, sure, sure, sure. But no one is ever going to say the full word, right? We say ad. However, we can add the word or the prefix ad onto other words. Like, for example, advertainment.
所以这个就是我刚刚说的一个内容也挺好看的，但是呢它其实是一个广告。
Right, so I've seen some, you know, with like really big celebrities、George Clooney, and he's just doing something really funny.
不一定是 big celebrities, 现在很多 influencer、网红、
sure.
对吧？ That's the whole model,、it's advertisement.
Right.
就既是广告又是内容。
Right, and that's okay, I don't mind that. Sometimes we can't always distinguish isThe advertorial.
Advertorial, again, we're taking 广告、ad or advertising、
like, right.
and put it together with another word, editorial.
Editorial, right. So editorial is all about convincing you of a point. This is our point of view.
特别是报纸嘛，报纸上面都会有一篇很长的一个人、著名的记者啊，或者一个名人写一个 editorial.、
Right, so this newspaper will say, you know, like, Jenny is bad. And this newspaper will say, Jenny is good.
写一个评论哈，它通常就像 Adam 说的是一个观点，而且他要 convince 你 their opinion. 但现在很多这种其实也是个广告是吧、
right.
Hence the word advertorial、我发现我们刚刚那个 advertainment 没有解释 tainment、It comes from
entertainment
就娱乐对吧、好，我们不要那么多广告了，接下来 this next thing I do every day.
Yeah, and it shows. You're looking great.
Oh, thank you. And that is combining dance with exercise.
Yeah, so dancercise.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I mean, I always think like, isn't dance an exercise?
I guess so.
You know, this seems like just a little bit superfluous.
没有，但是这种 dancercise, 比如我做的，它里面就是和一个纯跳舞 dance 不一样，就是它会要你打拳啊，要就它有很多 exercise elements
在里面。
Sure,
sure, sure. Well, we used to have this thing called jazzercise, and it was sort of the same thing, but in the 80s.
Oh.
And it's just, you know, you move your body to modern jazz.
哎，对，所以我觉得就所有这些混成词啊，破馒头词，它的一个特点就是 these two words really have to work together、not only in terms of meaning but also in terms of pronunciation.
Yeah, they've got some kind of connection that you can
对
make.
你可以 combine 对吧，而且 order 也很重要，比如说跳舞和锻炼，你如果说 exerdance
yeah
that doesn't work.
Actually that's not bad, we should check exerdance.com to see if it's available.
Dancercise 就比较顺口吧，是不是？
It's already taken though, we need dancercise exerdance.com.
好，其实我们讲网红啊什么 also follow a YouTube 网红 to do these dancercise. 那网红可能常听我们节目的朋友知道是 influencer、但是每一个领域呢都有垂直那个 vertical 里面的网红、对不对？
Yes, yes, absolutely.
特别是在金融领域或者股票啊投资啊那些的网红。
Right, so、here's where it's not as neat and tidy as dancercise, because yes, influencer, you can put any letter before that.
刚刚说在金融领域的。
You're talking about finance, but that's the problem. You can spell this and it looks good, but it's going to be finance versus finfluence.
Finfluencer.
It's not perfect.
但是我想说的这个 Finfluencer, 首先啊就是比如中国知乎上的大 V 经常教大家理财啊投资、You can call these people Finfluencers.
Right, right, right.
但这个 finance 确实就像 Adam 说的，它被做成前缀的时候呢就是 F-I-N、
right.
and it's pronounced fin.
Fin,
like、
yeah.
shark's fin.
Like a shark's fin soup.
就是鱼翅啊，另外比如说这种移动支付啊或者比较新的互联网 banking 这些互联网金融叫 fintech
fintech、right.
对吧 finfluencer。 好，讲完那么多有意思的混成词以后，接下来的这一组都是和男人有关的。
Oh, thank goodness, yes, good.
All about men.
That's good, about time.
Just like you said in that old show, we talked about mansplaining.
Mansplaining. Yeah. Let me tell you what it's like to be a woman.
对，这很典型的 mansplaining. Let me give you some mansers.
Right. Oh, yeah. The mansers are good.
So mansers, mm-hmm. 就是把 man 和 answers 放在一起。
Yep. And you would do very well to listen to those mansers.
就是男人给你的一些答案。
Let me tell you something.
所以它真的和 mansplain 意思是一样，但是 mansplain 是一个动词。
Right.
Whereas mansers 是一个名词。
Right. I suppose you could manser a question.Would you like me to answer that question or manser that question? Yeah, whatever, it's okay.
Oh, wow, I love that manergy.
Yeah, the manergy, okay.
So manergy 就是把 man 和 energy 放在一起。
Yeah.
我觉得这个词就是形容大男子主义，浑身散发着 manergy.
So that's the thing, this one is new for me. Again, just by the rules of portmanteau, it's pretty easy to get, but I just don't know if this is a negative or a positive thing. Because mansplain is not, obviously not very positive.
对对对, manergy...I guess it could be both.
I guess.、Okay. Like you get a lot of, like a volleyball team together and
there's a lot of energy.
There's a lot of energy there. But I mean, I also think about guys who like to fight,、
oh,
you know, and it just jerks put them all together and that's not good.
接下来一个和男人有关的是 husband.
A husband. Okay. So he was my husband. Yeah.
前夫。然后我觉得这个很可爱啊。
Right.
因为当然前夫前期我们都加 X 嘛 ex-husband、mm. ex-wife 但是现在互联网上一个比较可爱的新的混成词就是 oh that guy is my husband
my husband and I think that's because a lot of、in the past anyway you know your ex was your ex whereas、yeah. now there's a lot of kind of new relationships、he's still my best friend or something
but he was my husband
he was my husband
我觉得这有点搞你应该说 he was my husband or he is my husband
well the only way we could say he was my husband is if you remarry.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Because then he's your husband again.
对对对。
Or he's dead.
我觉得这词还挺可爱的 husband,
是吧？
哎呀，讲了那么多男生 let's bring some women into our energy, 好不好？
Okay, so that's the problem. I was thinking about like womanergy.
Womanergy, yeah.
That doesn't make a lot of sense. But there is another woman-related word that fits in so many different places. She.
She, 对
right,
对
right, we talked about like the she economy before.
她经济女字旁的这个她 she economy.
Right.
And
now we're talking about the shero.
Sheroes.
Right.
She hero.
Right.
女英雄、
mm-hmm.
每一个女生都是英雄。
Shero.
They're sheroes.
Right.
好我们今天节目的最后一个词 It's also very Adam.
It's very Adam friendly. That's right. Very Adam-y. That is napportunity.
Nap 就是午睡或者小睡一会儿，然后这个 opportunity 就 opportunity 机会。
Right, put them together. What do you got?
Napportunity.
Napportunity. Now, I think I should take a moment here to say, in the past, it was very difficult to find a napportunity because Jenny was very anti-nap.
你上班的时候怎么能 nap 呢
Well, we have a lot of irregular hours.
对，这倒是。而且我觉得现在就是公司对于这个午睡的看法也有点变了。比如我们在北京的 office 会给员工毯子，
right.
还有一些床，就你要休息的话可以稍微休息一下。
Right, I mean, for me, it was always lunch. Like that, to me, is the best napportunity is right after lunch.、
Mm.
And that way you can just have a little nap, a little power nap,、
yeah.
and then get up, and then get back to work, be productive.
Okay, I think it's getting to that time for your napportunity.
Are you kidding? I am so wound up.
他其实是有点 hangry, 因为还没吃午饭。
Yeah. So just wait about 20 minutes and I will be looking for that napportunity.
好啦那我们不耽误你我们今天节目就到这里结束好不好 Well, we had a lot of fun recording today's show and we hope you also had a lot of fun listening to it.
Right. So were any of these words really funny, really special for you?
And also really smart.
Yeah.
对你印象最深刻的词是哪一个呢都欢迎到留言专区告诉我们那你可以在开言英语的 app 我们的节目当中留言然后我必须要表扬 Adam 的就是他每天都花很多时间看留言回复留言、and, 或者你到微信公众号留言也 OK 总之我们就是很想看到你的留言
Yeah, well I love being there too So we need to think of a good portmanteau for Adam and the comment section. It's pretty tough.
想不出来。
Come at him. Come at him.
Thank you for listening. 我们下次再见。
All right, bye, guys.